Today's topic is entitled, The Church is a Cult, period. Responding to an angry reader who left the United Methodist Church. Recently, I published two articles and did podcasts and YouTube videos on the negative state of the Methodist Church, given its movement toward inclusiveness. The topic resulted in a broad range of responses, most of which challenged the premise that compliance with the world was a bad thing. One of the more succinct yet telling responses came from a reader, quoted as follows, "Good Lord, I felt like I just wasted 3 minutes of my life reading this. I'm a lifelong Methodist. I left the church about 5 years ago. My small town Methodist church, where I raised my daughters, left the UMC. I shall never return to this or any church. The reason? Because they do not comply with modern times. In 20 years, churches will be nearly empty. It is a cult, period." This individual is or was a lifelong Methodist, angry that her church left the UMC denomination because its leadership believed the denomination was not maintaining its traditional views and was instead acquiescing to current cultural norms. Her anger was that her church was not keeping up with the changing world around it. Note that her brief response also generalized to all churches, calling the institution a cult, and that its end as a viable entity is approaching. So here's my response in summary. I'm so sorry you wasted your time reading my post and more time writing a response and perhaps reading this response. Respectfully, in my view, the more the church does not, quote, comply with modern times, unquote, the more the church complies with God's word, and that's a good thing. Finally, if the trends in developed countries continue, I agree with your assessment on the church being empty in 20 years. Perhaps it will become so isolated and considered extreme as to be termed a cult, as you say. However, what you call a trend, I would call fulfilled prophecy. Matthew 24:12. "And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." 2 Timothy 4:3-4. So in conclusion, this person speaks honestly and clearly for the majority of Americans and Canadians. The Christian church is failing. Its congregations diminish when it holds to a biblical Christian worldview, and the same occurs when it rejects its traditional stance and tries to maintain a relationship with the world. If both are true, which do you prefer? To put all this in context, we need to look at the history and see the ebb and flow of revivals and their impact. We can stop looking exclusively at developed nations and see the amazing things that are happening in the growth of Christianity in developing and communist nations. Finally, we can look at the Bible and perhaps see end times prophecy in our future. No matter what direction God intends to go, He is in charge, and we are but a mist, James 4:13, and not privy to the timing of His plans, Matthew 24:36. To end with James 4:4, "You adulterous people, you do not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." God bless you as you serve Him today.